America is a nation of immigrants, so who better to write plays about that subject than an immigrant artist? Award-winning playwright Yousef El-Gindi was born in Egypt. He's been in Seattle for about 20 years. Originally, El-Gindi intended to be an actor, but he was rejected from 6 different acting programs. He says that's how he wound up in the U.S. to study playwriting at Carnegie Mellon University. El-Gindi's latest play, Threesome, is on stage at Seattle's ACT Theater right now. Yousef El-Gindi says he's identified as an immigrant for almost his entire life.
We emigrated when I was 3 to England, and I grew up in England. I spent my formative years there, a couple of boarding schools there. At 17, I took a trip to Paris, and I fell in love with Paris. And I told my father, okay, I won't become an actor if you send me to Paris. I'll do law.
Wait, you thought you were going to study law?
I convinced myself I was going to do law. Once I switched to the American system, and all these courses that hadn't been available to me, I thought, why do I want to do law? This is so much more interesting. So I went back to Egypt, did my undergraduate degree at the American University in Cairo there.
I was just going to ask you if you felt Egyptian.
You know, I'm a bit of a khawega, which in Arabic means a foreigner, and it refers both to foreigners and to Egyptians who are raised abroad and come back, you know, with broken Arabic. And you know, Egypt is always going to be a part of my background, part of my heritage. I'm very proud of the accomplishments of my family there. But I'm also, you know, part English. You know, I was brought up in England, and I carry that history as well. But I've been here 30 years now, and so I definitely consider myself American.
You actually are an American citizen.
I am an American citizen, yeah. And what I like about America is that it allows you to bring that heritage with you and incorporate it. You know, part of the problem for me of growing up in England was that, you know, you could never quite be English enough for the English. And the good thing about America is, well, you know, it's apart from the Native Americans, everybody else is, you know, is an immigrant.
I'm talking to Yousef El-Gindi. He's now a Seattle-based playwright, and his newest play, Threesome, is on stage at ACT Theater. Your recent plays, maybe all of your plays, deal in some way, shape, or form with being an immigrant, with being an Arab American, with the cross-pollination of people, relationships between different kinds of people. I'm curious how conscious that has been, if that's just because that's who you are, or if you consciously said, this is what I need to write about.
Well, you know, it's funny. I remember going to that ceremony, the naturalization ceremony, and thinking, well, it's just going to be sort of this dry bureaucratic affair, and it's just like a formality, and I was just so moved by it. I wasn't expecting it to be so emotional. I remember coming out of that ceremony thinking, oh, I'm now part of this tradition of immigrants who come to this country, and I can lay claim to this country in a way that I could not with England. And I think that just kind of emotionally resonated with me in such a way that creatively I began to express what happened after, you know, that ceremony.
I'm wondering if it's intentional to populate the things you write with people that a lot of Americans see as the other or the enemy or the whatever.
Well, I do tend to populate my plays with Arabs or Arab Americans just because if I make references, cultural references, I feel more sure about those references. I mean, it's important that in my plays, the American audiences see some connection between their lives and the characters on stage. But I mean, to your question about including the other, I mean, my experience, my emotional experience has always been sort of the outsider coming into a situation. But, you know, I think that's the situation for a lot of people. You know, even sort of moving from state to another state, I think it's a very common experience to feel like outsider, whoever you are.
It seems that that idea of feeling like the other, you would feel less like an other in a society where everybody's an other.
Well, this is exactly why I felt at home here, because, you know, in the ceremony, different countries are called out. You know, people from Afghanistan stand up with, you know, Ireland, from England and Canada and, you know, Ghana, and everybody stands up, and we all see we're from different countries, and we're all about to participate in the ceremony that brings us together. And I think, you know, this country really is made up of all sorts of different people.
Yousef El-Gindi is my guest. His play, his latest play, Threesome, is at ACT Theater, and then it heads to New York, I believe. How did you get to Seattle?
I didn't want to go to New York. I always felt a little overwhelmed, New York, and I don't know why, but I seem to have arguments with total strangers frequently in New York, and I never argue with anybody, but I'm just having arguments with people in New York. And I looked around. What are good theater towns? I don't drive, so I had to have a good transportation system. I sort of narrowed it down to Chicago, Minneapolis, Seattle. I thought, well, Chicago, Minneapolis, the weather can kill you in the winter, and it'll sort of boil you in the summer. So I thought, well, okay, Seattle, the weather's temperate. It's cloudy, drizzles, reminds me of London, great. And it has a good transportation system, no matter the complaints. It's a decent theater town. That's it.
So this has been, it was a good choice when you picked three random cities. And
yes, yes, I have no regrets. Even though Chicago is a bigger market, a bigger theater market, I'm so glad I came to Seattle. I mean, you can't beat the environment.
Do you ever regret that you didn't get into those six acting programs?
Nope. I thank God and Providence or whoever's looking out for me that I did not become an actor. It's funny, I have a greater respect now for actors now that I don't act. You know, when I get critiqued and get a bad review, at least I can read it in the privacy. I can weep and read in the privacy of my, bedroom, and I can go and eat something very high in carbs and just moan. And as an actor, if you get a bad review, then you have to go out that night again. How awful.
Youssef El-Ghindi, his latest play, Threesome, is on stage at Seattle's ACT Theater through the end of June.